Now, global warming might be making us nervous at the moment, but from 1810 to 1819, people couldn't quite figure out why the Earth became so cold. For an entire decade, the Earth cooled almost a full degree Fahrenheit, and 1816 was known as the year without a summer. Now, until recently, scientists weren't quite sure why. They pointed to the eruption of an Indonesian volcano in 1815, but that didn't explain why the previous years were also colder. Well, now, newly uncovered evidence in the ice packs of Antarctica and Greenland suggests another volcanic eruption may have caused this worldwide dip in temperatures. Jihong Koldai led the research team. He's an associate chemistry professor at South Dakota State University, and he explained how a volcanic eruption could cool the Earth.
When the volcano erupts, it sends out large quantities of chemical gases. One of the gases is sulfur dioxide. When sulfur dioxide is in the atmosphere, it's converted to sulfuric acid, which forms aerosols. These aerosol particles tend to reflect sunlight, and so when you have large quantities, the Earth is cooler because some of the sunlight that normally would reach the surface of the Earth is reflected.
But can it have an impact for an entire decade? I mean, 1810 to 1819, all that just from a volcano?
Well, usually the aerosols can stay in the atmosphere for up to about 3 or 4 years. So for the entire decade to be cold, if it's caused by a volcanic eruptions, then one is probably not enough.
So basically, you figured out that there had to have been at least more than one. We knew about the Indonesian eruption, Tambora. But where was this volcano?
We really don't know. Our research uses the snow and ice samples from the poles. We found the sulfuric acid in the Greenland ice has this special signature that tells us that the sulfur must have gone through the stratosphere, which is to the high level of the atmosphere. The second piece of evidence we found was that the timing of the sulfuric acid at the both poles were exactly the same. So with these two pieces of evidence, we can say that the volcano must be somewhere near the equator, or what we call the tropics, and it must be large enough to cool the Earth.
When you read those ice cores in the poles, how could you be so sure that what you were reading happened in 1809 versus 1815?
A natural level of sulfuric acid can be found in polar snow. And it just happens that in the summertime, the snow would have slightly more sulfuric acid than the winter snow. So we can see this pattern of high and low. And so by counting these layers, we can pinpoint the age of a snow back to the year of 1809 and 1810. And that's where we found the sulfuric acid from the volcanic eruption.
Professor Koldai, as you know, negotiators from around the world are meeting in Copenhagen for the climate talks, and I'm wondering if we can learn anything from your studies. I mean, in theory, if sulfur cooled the planet before, could it somehow be used to cool the planet again?
Yes, at least in theory, it is possible that if you put sulfur into the stratosphere the same way that a volcano does, it will stay in atmosphere for a number of years, and while it's there, it would have a cooling effect on the planet.
That's Jihong Koldai. He's an associate professor of chemistry at South Dakota State University. Professor Koldai, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.